And we're back here on Out of the Woods. As promised, we have live music here in the studio. Robert, Sarahs, and Blake, and some portion of the Put It All Down in Letters are here.
That's it.
That's what we're calling them now. Let me try some microphone levels and see if they're actually going to be heard.
There's the guitar. There's the voice. Hello, New Hampshire.
And there's Robert. Welcome.
It's good to be back in New Hampshire. We were in Portsmouth already on this tour, but then we just slipped right across the Mass line and went down to Somerville. So we haven't been in New Hampshire much. And we're not going to be here long. So this is it, really. No, that is Windsor, Vermont, or New Hampshire?
That's Vermont.
Vermont, all right.
Right.
Sorry I mentioned that.
It's all up the road from here.
Okay.
And then this weekend you're heading to New York.
Upstate New York. We're playing Elmira, Rochester, Buffalo, and Stackhouse, PA. We're playing a gig at a skydiving bed and breakfast. It's kind of places I like to play.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So you got one for us? Start us
out?
Yeah,
get into it here. I got Thomas Deacon on the winds and David Pender-Lofgren on percussion here. We were running around the Northeast for a month playing tunes off my new record called Robert, Sarahs, and Blake. Parents getting old. Parents getting ill. Don't have any kids. I wonder if I will. If I had a second life, I might do things differently. I love the life I have. I love to see what I can see. The freedom of the lonely night. Okay, 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 okay. I'm not 22. I live like I am. No job, no wife, no house. Kiss away the girlfriend. All could change so fast, maybe it will. I'm trying to keep a distance, trying to get my fill. Freedom of the lonely night. Okay, 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 okay. Freedom of the lonely night. Okay, okay. Try to walk in peace. I've broken a few hearts. There was one I shattered, believing greatness comes. I'm alone in mind and I'm just trying to be good. Anything goes, when you're good and gone. I think I know what's happening. I love it when I'm wrong. Whispers in my ear for home the bells chime. Mother's voice at sundown. I know it's time. For the freedom of the lonely night. Okay, okay. Okay, okay. Freedom of the lonely night. Okay, okay.
Robert, Sarahs, and Blake, live here in our studio. And that is a track from this crazily self-titled CD, which drives us radio people crazy because we always have to explain this is not his first.
Yeah, yeah, right. But it's a start of my second decade of record making. So this is the 11th album. So it's sort of like the first, right? The first of the second 10.
There you go. You didn't name the first one the same thing, did you?
No. Back then I was Robert Blake, so I just...
Okay, there you go.
No, the first one was called Another Irrelevant Year. And then the next record was called Humdinger Days and Humdinger Nights. Then it was the High, Wide, and Handsome Band. Then it was A Crowd of Drunken Lovers. Then it was Still Kissing Last Night's Smoke-Stained Lips. Then it was The Beautiful in the Afternoon. Then a long series of memorable nights forgotten. Then put it all down in a letter. And I decided the album titles had gotten quite long. It's time for a short title.
You start going for symbology next.
Right, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Pictures and things.
Well, should we keep hitting away another tune here?
Sure thing.
The song was written by my father, Peter Blake. Sun was just breaking over the Montana Rockies. Past Anaconda, headed back east. Coming into Butte, my backside was aching. Though I've been welded right there to the seat. Finding a place in Butte, Montana, at 5 a.m. isn't easy to do. But I saw the neon with some trepidation. Figured that it just would have to do. And I was thinking, isn't it amazing what they're doing with plastics? If I had known better, I thought it was wood. And the whole world's changing, and I know it scares you. I know you'd stop it if only you could. She was sitting at the edge of a four-mic counter, gazing at the blender with a soulful blank stare. Her pantsy was made of checked polyester, clung to her bowl, just set off her white hair. She ordered coffee when no one was looking, took out a pint from her oversized purse, poured out a strong one, replaced the bottle, took a long pole and let out a low curse. And I was thinking, isn't it amazing what they're doing with plastics? If I had known better, I thought it was wood. And the whole world's changing, and I know it scares you. I know you'd stop it if only you could. Came. It was made with Velveeta. I wondered if the eggs had ever been laid. She got up from the counter, walked over to my table, carrying a photo of one of her better days. Back at the counter, she forgot about... Oh, whoops. She talked that night. And the years that came after, the young man never came home. And how all the good times are now mostly bad times. How she can't get over feeling alone. And I was thinking, isn't it amazing what they're doing with plastics? If I had known better, I thought it was wood. And the whole world's changing, and I know it scares you. I know you'd stop it if only you could. I watched her eyes as they moved slowly from the counter to the floor and then over to me. I tried to listen, but she wasn't quite talking. She wandered back over to her counter seat. Back at the counter, she forgot about the coffee. Poured out another one, stronger than before. Took a long pull, then told the waitress, nothing's worth anything anymore. Waitress nodded. Made some more coffee. Wiped a spill from off the floor. I got up from my table. She laid her head on the counter. I waved, she smiled, and I walked out the door. And I was thinking, isn't it amazing what they're doing with plastics? If I hadn't known better, I'd have thought it was wood. And the whole world's changing, and I know it scares you. I know you'd stop it if only you could.
Robert Sayers and Blake, and the Put It All Down in Letters here on Out of the Woods. And I'm going to guess that one is Butte, Montana.
That's it. Yep, off the new record.
I was listening there. I've heard the whole thing a couple times through, but I still don't have the titles memorized yet. But your dad wrote that one.
That's right.
If I recall, last time you were mentioning that, was he involved in education or something?
Yeah, he used to say he was a taught kindergarten for 25 years.
Crazy memory, huh?
Yeah, I'm impressed. Yeah.
And is that where the necklace came from there?
No, the necklace came from a fan last night in Somerville. I was given this macaroni necklace, this painted macaroni necklace, and I'm getting a real nice vibe off the necklace. So I think I'm gonna wear it till I pass it on to the next person who does something that seems like it is deserving of the macaroni necklace.
There you go. It suits you.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you're listening to Out of the Woods. Robert Sayers and Blake's here live in the studio. They're on their way to play in New York this weekend, upstate New York. And he has a new CD that you can pick up called, strangely, Robert Sayers and Blake, and it's number 4028. Is something like that. It's not his first one.
Yeah.
But you can pick this up where? You can get it off your website.
Oh, you better get it on the web there. RobertSarazinBlake.com. Middle name is Sarazin. That's my grandmother's maiden name, Sarazin.
Excellent. Go buy it. It's good.
Yeah. Works for me. Maybe we'll do a little Dingle to Trilly. We'll do the first track off the record.
All right.
Well, I know no road finer than Dingle to Trilly. Claire by my side, my hand upon her knee. She was halfway sleeping, but barely talked at all. Just like in Alberta, the weather's good there in the fall. Trip has been a fine one because the company. Friends have carried me along, carry them with me. She sang Coyote, I sing Oh My Shining Star. One Mitchell and then another, the songs filled up that car. Took me to see her granny, biscuits and tea. My grandmother is dead, that meant a lot to me. The trip has been a fine one because the company. Friends have carried me along, carried them with me. Slipped out of Galway, you know the gig, it was a bust. I don't do what I need, I do what I must. Cottage in the burn, an old friend took us in. Dinner was laid out, a bed we could crawl in. I know no road finer than Dingle to Trilly. Claire by my side, my hand
Irish story.
That's it.
And that's one of your favorite places to go.
Isn't Guilty as charged,
yes.
Yeah.
And you did that whole CD with Robert McSherry?
John McSherry.
John McSherry, right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you're Robert. Sorry,
I'm
John.
Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to Ireland many times. I spent a couple of years. I'm hoping to get back next year. It's a country full of people who like drink, like nights, and music. So it's a place where I'm very comfortable.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So is this the entire band that tours with you?
Or? Well, this is the new project here. So the record that we're touring now is primarily a solo operation, although I had some great people on the record with me there, Jefferson Hamer, Eamon O'Leary, and Anais Mitchell. But primarily, you know, it's a stripped-down thing. But the next record will be a bigger production. These two guys, along with, we have a rotating bass player chair in the group. So maybe you'll be playing bass next time. We never know who's playing bass.
Sounds good.
A guy named 24-Hour Tom played bass with us last night in Somerville. And so Thomas Deacon here, he plays saxophone, trumpet, and penny whistle. And David Penderlofgren plays Bowron and full trap kit as well. So the next record will be a bit more of a full band vibe, but we're doing a little bit. We're doing some of that material, and then of course playing a bunch of stuff from the record. So maybe we'll give you a blast of something, one of the new pieces.
Sounds good.
So I think it's bad business to do these songs before they're released, but good business has never been my MO. With a poster, Bob Marley and a spliff. Get a guitar when you get older. You start building your own myth. When the band pulled into Cleveland, they were exhausted from the heat. They've been a record on the highway, biggest mess you'd ever seen. But the bass player met a girl in Toledo the night the drummer broke his hand. The fiddle player was pretty convinced she was gonna quit the band. But the bassman showing off that night, it nearly brought the whole house down. There's no pride like the pride in the eyes of those who make it in the underground. Well, they look like a bunch of failures, unemployed, broke, and mean. Those with the quick eye could tell they were living the rock and roll dream. Mighty Texas songwriters, pros was thick and proud. Playing to talkers, turned to 211, sick of fighting the crowd. But it's fine to fill in the theaters. The drummer couldn't tone it down. The crowd got up and left. Folkies don't like it so loud. Drinking hard, took a shot, a casualty of the trade. Gave him the bird, slurred his words, soldiered on and played. But it's enough to make you cry, watching the crowd leave. Another dark chapter in the rock and roll dream. John Lennon wearing shades. Get a gig when you get older. Who even cares about getting paid? Pensacola, Florida, seen a dark blue sea. The Yukon down to Texas, back home to the Jamboree. Slept in bars, played in cars, woke up in the snow. Voice like a whip, thrashing me, get on down the road. I know what to say about the cat and curiosity, but I don't like milk, I'm a man in love with a rock and roll dream. He was a bachelor when he met her. There was no match for her. He ran around and left her. Love was not what he was after. Didn't want to leave a wife at home, ruin her life as well. Fire in the hearth and baby on the rug goes to show you never can tell. Men have left the Alps, to California too. Hello is easy, goodbye is hard, unless you love the blue. This ain't my first rodeo, Bill Davis on the jukebox creep. Make no mistake, I'm not gonna wake or stay in the rock and roll dream. Cap Hansen's on a Tuesday night. The bands are back from battle, swapping stories of the fight. The band broke down, didn't make any money, nobody came to the show. The old guys got the same old stories, the young eyes always glow. And the band in the corner, they play here every week. The drummer gets so drunk and stoned, he can't play or speak. But when they break to the chorus, we all sing along, knowing what it means. We all just want another chance at the rock and roll dream. And it starts out with a poster, Bob Marley and a spliff, a room full of guitars as you get older, hanging on to that old.
Rock and roll.
All right.
Yeah, that's a new one, huh?
That's a new one,
not
yeah.
Not yet recorded?
Not yet recorded.
That's awesome. I like that.
Thank you.
Great horn section over there.
Thank you.
Yes, very nice.
Thomas Deacon on the winds.
Thank you.
And we had the brushes going over behind Robert over here. Very nice. You just heard Robert Sarazen and Blake and Put It All Down in Letters here in our studio here in Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. We have a quick break to take, but we'll be right back after this.